Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free, because there's so many toxic chemicals around in the world, but we don't have to become ill by them. We don't have to be exposed to them. There are a lot of things that we can do to reduce our exposure and to remove toxic chemicals from our body so that we can be healthy and happy and productive and enjoy life, and that's why we do the show. Today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. It's a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining. There's flowers outside my window. And today we're going to be talking about water filters, how you get pure water. It doesn't come out of your tap. And my guest is Igor Milevsky. He's the founder of Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. It's a small family-owned company that makes exceptional water filters, which remove fluoride, radiation, pharmaceuticals, as well as chlorine, chloramines, lead, and other common pollutants. And the thing that's amazing about this is not only does it do all that, but it's an affordable filter. It doesn't cost thousands and thousands of dollars. This is such a good filter that I have one in my own house, and I've had it for over a year. I love it. A lot of my readers have purchased them, too. I got lots of emails from people telling me, thank you, thank you, thank you. This water is great. And you just need to change the cartridges about once a year, and they are also affordable. And Igor just developed a new carbon cartridge, which is amazing. And so we're going to be talking about that today, but we're also just going to be talking about water filtration in general and the kinds of things that are effective and not effective. Hi, Igor.
Hey, Deborah. Nice to talk with you again.
Thank you. Thanks for being on again. Tell us, I know you've been on before, but tell us, because I know we probably have a lot of new listeners here, how you got interested in water.
Well, I was, in my younger years, I was always interested in aquariums. I was an aquarium hobbyist, and, you know, with fish, they're really sensitive to water changes. So I had to make sure that, you know, I really understood the chemistry of the water and kept it in top shape. So that's, you know, many years of taking care of fish taught me about the need for proper water balance and chemistry in these particular animals. So with myself, then I began to realize, well, why am I not really looking at water that I'm drinking?
Yeah.
And so I started to research. Yeah, I mean, you know, I took care of the fish, but I wasn't really drinking the water that was that clean myself. So I started to look into water filters and do a lot of research, just like anybody else who comes to realize that, you know, something's wrong with tap water. And, you know, I've tested a lot of filters. I've gotten into the chemistry of it all. And I realized there was not a solution in the marketplace that took care of all the contaminants I wanted to filter out.
Yes.
There was not all-in-one filter that took care of fluoride, chloramine, chlorines, drug residues, radiation, and also adjusted the pH to make the water more alkaline. So an idea was born to create something like an all-in-one high-performance filter system.
And you did an excellent job at that. So there's so much that we can talk about. I'm just thinking, where should we start? So let's just talk about the different pollutants. Why don't you give an overview of the different pollutants? Because I think that a lot of people understand that their tap water isn't very pure, but they don't know where to start in terms of getting a water filter that's effective. And they see advertisements for inexpensive filters that you just put on your faucet or pitcher filters, and they think that's enough. So would you give us the different pollutants, and also they are different types. Would you divide them into their different types? Yeah.
Sure. Well, first I'd like to start by saying that the laws for clean water, for filtering water, are outdated. So the water treatment centers are not required to deal with, legally not required to deal with the contaminants that are emerging now. More and more often, for example, drug residues that have been found in over 40 million households in the United States. So that's the first problem, is that the laws are outdated and we're already getting water that's not fully cleaned as well as it should be. But even if the laws were updated, you would have a problem still, because the water still needs to be disinfected before it reaches your home.
Right.
As it passes through the plumbing and the pipes, you know, it needs to contain some kind of a disinfectant, so there's no bacteria or mold and things like that. So even if they cleaned it well at the treatment center, they would still introduce new chemicals after the treatment, and those include chlorine, chloramine, which is a more persistent disinfectant that they're using now. It's a combination of chlorine and ammonia. It lasts a lot longer in the water system, but because of that, it's a lot harder to remove. It doesn't mm-hmm. evaporate as quickly as chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
They also introduce fluoride into the water, pH stabilizers, rust inhibitors to prevent pipes from rusting. There's a lot of chemicals involved, even in the treatment process itself, that the best idea to deal with that is to filter the water right out of your faucet. You know, so this way
that really is necessary. And I used to think many, many years ago, why don't they just send us clean water? And as you just explained, they can't, because it could be absolutely pristine when it leaves the water treatment plant, but by the time it goes through the whole system of pipes, and I don't even know how many miles of pipe it is from the water treatment center to my house, but it's a lot of pipe, and all those pipes are they're already contaminated with other things. They may have bacteria in them. They may have all these different kinds of things. And as the water is called the universal solvent, because it will yep. pick up whatever it passes by. And so if you were to send that very clean water through a pipe and have it pick up bacteria and rust and whatever else is in there, then it will be very polluted by the time it gets to your tap. So they're really... Every single house needs to have a water filter. Every single house. There's no way around it, because you cannot get clean water from your tap, period. You just can't. So I think
exactly.
that everybody has a refrigerator, everybody has a stove, everybody should just have a water filter.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do if you care about your health and you don't want to drink chlorinated water. You know, I'm not a medical specialist, but I've read some studies that chlorine... because it kills bacteria, and also chloramine, could also interfere when you drink that water with the stomach balance of bacteria that is good for you, like probiotic.
Right, all those
bacteria,
they're bacteria that are sensitive to chlorine and chloramine, and so in order to digest yeah. your food, you need to have all those probiotic bacteria there. And if you drink, and people take probiotics, and then they drink tap water, and
which
the tap water
bacteria,
will kill the bacteria.
Yeah.
Not only does it kill the bacteria that is already just naturally in your gut, but it kills those expensive probiotics that you just took with that glass of water that has chlorine and chloramines in it. So this is just really something that we really have to watch out for. And also, chlorine and chloramines can get absorbed through your skin when you take a shower and go into your body in the same way. So it's more than drinking. It's we really have to look at the total picture of our water quality. And we can put water filters on our faucets, or like you have. Let's just talk about the three styles. Go ahead and describe them. Otherwise, I'm just going to talk through the whole interview.
Yeah, you mean our
the
best-selling water filter that has the
yeah,
chambers?
Yeah, the countertop, under sink, and whole house.
Yes. Those are the... As I mentioned earlier in the program, the all-in-one high-performance system, that's our best-selling unit, the PureFect Ultra. We also have an under-counter version, the Ultra UC, which installs out of sight. And also we have a whole-house version that cleans the water to your whole home, shower, bath water, even the water you use to water your garden can be clean. Now, each of those systems has various stages that it's how it filters the water. They're scientifically mm-hmm. correct. Stages, the water gets treated properly. The first stage the water goes through is our newest innovation, as you mentioned earlier. We've created a new carbon block, which is made out of two types of activated carbon. Your audience may know activated carbon is one of the best substances to absorb chemicals.
Actually, I need to interrupt you because you're going to give us a long explanation here, and we need to go to break. So let's take the break, and then you can come back and talk as much as you want. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Igor Malevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters, and we're talking about effective filters, affordable effective filters, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Igor Malevsky, founder of PureFect Advanced Water Filters. And that's actually what you should do is you should go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and in the right sidebar, there's a little ad that says the water filter I use in my home, and click on that, and that'll be the easiest way for you to get to his website and see the filter that I use. So, Igor, before you go on, I want you to start over describing your filter, but I just want to just give another example so that listeners can compare what you're offering with what is what a lot of people are using. So let's just talk about the regular pitcher type filter, or the type that goes on a faucet. And all that's in there is carbon, regular carbon.
Right.
And not very,
very
much of it.
Very small amount.
Very small amount.
Yeah.
And what happens with carbon is that it will adsorb. That's the word. I know people think that I've misspoke. It's absorb. But no, it's adsorb. It means that the pollutants, it will draw the pollutants in. But what happens that most people don't realize is that when all the little pores in the carbon, it's like a sponge, it's like a hard sponge, and there's all these little pores, and the water goes through, and the pollutant molecules get caught. But what happens is that when all of the little spaces are filled and the water comes through, it starts releasing the molecules of pollutants that it has gathered back into the water. So if you only have a little bit of carbon, or you don't change your filters, you'll start repolluting your water. And so if you have just a little tiny carbon filter, like in a pitcher or on a faucet, and you just leave it there for 6 months or something, you're just making your water more and more polluted instead of removing the pollutants. Now, that's what those inexpensive filters are like. Now, listen to what Igor has put together.
Okay, yeah, so we factored all those concerns into our unit. And the first chamber in our systems features a carbon block that's about almost 10 inches in length. And it actually combines two types of high-grade catalytic carbon. And what catalytic means, it decomposes chemicals on contact. It's a much higher grade of carbon than just regular activated carbon you may get in pitcher filters and little faucet filters. And, you know, you need catalytic carbon to deal with, for example, chloramine. You know, it's regular filters are not going to remove that very well.
No, that's right. And people should recognize that two different kinds of substances are being used. You either have chlorine or you have chloramine, which is the mixture of chlorine and ammonia. And the carbon that removes chlorine is different from the carbon that removes chloramine. And so you need to make sure that you get the right one. But I think yours removes both, right?
Exactly. It removes both. And because we've combined two types of activated carbon, as you know, carbon can be from coconut shell, from wood-based or coal-based, we've combined two of the best types, which have different pore sizes, as you mentioned earlier, for the adsorption. They have different pore structures. And what we achieved was a wide range of pores, from micro to meso to macro pores, which capture a super wide range of different chemical molecules.
That's amazing.
That can be found
in the water.
I just love that. So this is, yeah. So that's the first stage. And it's all a half a micron compression. So all this carbon is compressed into half a micron pore size as far as the granules of the carbon. We're not talking about the micro pores of the carbon itself. So the block is half a micron, which is extremely fine. So it also blocks microbial cysts like Giardia and Cryptosporidium, which survive the disinfection process. They have a hard shell, so it blocks those and sends the water on to the next stage for fluoride removal, which is another big one that a lot of mainstream companies don't address, like the Brita or Pure. I don't believe they remove these.
No, they don't remove any fluoride. And even some of the other companies, I've looked at a lot of water filters, and I say, well, why don't you remove fluoride? And they say, oh, well, that would make it too expensive. But I guarantee you that this is an affordable filter, because I've looked at all of them. Go ahead.
You don't have to replace the cartridges so soon with the little faucet filters. You got to replace them almost every 2 months.
Right, you do.
Yeah, and you're not getting as good of a filtration. So.
No, absolutely you aren't. And have you ever added up the cost of those little filters, like in comparison to yours? Probably yours is a little more expensive, I'm guessing. But it's so much better.
It could be. Yeah, I haven't, to be honest, I haven't done that, but I've heard a lot of complaints from people. I've had complaints myself when I use those filters. They clog very quickly because they're so small. And number one, they don't remove fluoride. And, especially the pitcher filters, they're inconvenient because you have to wait for the water to filter. You know, you have to wait for it to drop down. And whereas with our system, it's virtually instant. Turn on the filter and you have water coming right out the spout.
Yes.
So it's more convenient.
Okay, so go on with the different cartridges you have.
Okay, so as I mentioned, after the first dual carbon block, the water goes on to the fluoride stage where it removes the fluoride. Using all-natural media. There's not many companies that remove fluoride. The ones that do usually use aluminum-based media. We don't. We use a carbon-calcium-based media as well that reacts with fluoride and safely takes it out of the water. And as that happens, the water moves on to the third phase where we have a nuclear-grade zeolite. What that means is it's specially processed mineral that has been shown to remove radiation. It's used by nuclear facilities worldwide, so you also have that that feature in the system, especially if you're living on the West Coast or by a nuclear plant or by a weapons development facility, or even if you're on well water that may have natural occurring plutonium or uranium, you know, it's a good idea to have this in a water filter if you're drinking this water. And so we have that, and as well as heavy metal removal media, in that last stage. So combining all these technologies, and we also reduce the water flow to a certain rate so it's not going through the system too quick, you get quite the pure effect there.
Yes, you do. Sorry, I was laughing and I took this big breath of air. We need to go to break, but you did a very good job fitting that right into that time period and getting all those points in. So we're going to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Igor Malevsky, founder of Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. And if you want to go to his website, just go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and scroll down the page till you see the little app that says the water filter I use in my home. And you can click right there and get right to his website. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and today my guest is Igor Malevsky. He's the founder of Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters, and he has some of the most amazing water filters that I've ever seen, and I've been looking at water filters for over 30 years, and he's thought of some new things. Now, Igor, I want to talk about the alkalinity of the water because you've done some special things to adjust the pH of the water. And there are some other units available on the market where people are really stressing about drinking alkaline water that's very, very alkaline. And I know myself, I put my water through an alkalizer for 5 or 6 years. And I drank alkaline water. I didn't, for me personally, it didn't seem to do some of the things that were claimed to do, which is why I started drinking it in the first place. But I have just been drinking your water for over a year, and my body likes it much better. And so tell us about what you do. But first explain what pH is, because I think a lot of people don't know.
Okay, yeah, it's pH is a power of hydrogen. It's a measure of how acidic or alkaline the water is. In other words, how much minerals can be present in the water or be absent from the water as well. In nature, generally, the pH of the water is alkaline. It's not heavily alkaline, but it's alkaline because the water contains minerals like and electrolytes like sodium and potassium and calcium. What this does is it creates a buffer within the water structure. So the water is not reactive anymore. It's not hungry anymore. If you take acidic water, it can corrode metal. If you take water that's properly balanced, that has an alkaline pH, it's not going to be a corrosive agent anymore to such a degree. And as far as the body goes, you know, you do need the minerals, and drinking acidic water isn't good. So this is why we have natural calcium in our system, and what it does is it treats the water with a trace amounts of calcium that help raise that pH naturally. It's not those machines you mentioned, those other types of water ionizers, they do it artificially. They use electricity.
Yes.
Which our system doesn't. You don't need electricity to use our filter. And it also uses metal plates to create a electrochemical reaction to generate those ions, which, you know, who knows the long-term effects of that type of water is. We like to look at nature as our blueprint, and in nature we find natural minerals. And so we've tried to replicate that process as much as possible in our water filter.
I agree. And yes, the machine that I had in the past did have metal plates, and that they were actually, the water was actually in contact with them, and they put an electrical charge into the water. And I like your system much better. The water feels right in my body. From the very first glass that I drank, I thought, oh, this feels so much better, and my body just wants to drink it. And you know, I have, when my friends come over to my house, they I give them a glass of water, and every single one, when they drink your water, they say, "Wow, what is this water?" And
yes, you know, and one of our customers actually started a little business. They're selling the water to people in an area. They're filtering it for them, and they're selling it for them because they like it so much that they come.
Oh,
to their
I should
house.
Do that. I should do that.
Yeah, because in some cities, you know, you can go and get bi-filtered water, but it's usually reverse osmosis, which is lacking minerals. It takes
right.
the minerals out.
Wow, so, what a great idea. And, you know, probably anybody listening could buy a filter and set that up and pay for your filter or, you know, share it with your neighbors or whatever. You know, your neighbors on both sides going in on a filter, and you can get water from, you know, just, it's so worth it to have clean water. It really is.
You know, an interesting thing I noticed is that some of our customers who have pets, like cats, dogs, they wrote a review for the filter, and they noticed that even their animals are drinking more water after it's been filtered, more than usual they've been drinking. So that also, to me, that's a sign, because animals, they know if something's right or not right. They have a sense.
They do.
And that was a good sign for me to see that as well.
Well, I'll tell you that every one of my friends that has come to my house and drunk my water has purchased a filter, because they could really see the difference. And I had friends who were like drinking bottled water out of plastic bottles and things like this. And now I just go to my friend's house and I look around and I see, what are they doing for water? And I tell them that they should buy these filters. And I have had not one complaint about your filters and all the filters that have been sold to people that I know or my readers in the last year, a little over a year, and not one complaint.
So, that's great to hear.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. I can't say often enough how thrilled I am with this.
Thank you. Quality is our main goal as well, to make sure that it's a quality-built system, that it's not going to fall apart on you. You know, we don't use any Chinese components or anything. All the cartridges are U.S.-made. So it's a really high-performance, high-quality unit you can depend on.
Mine has had absolutely no problems at all, and I also want to say that it was easy to install, and it also was easy to change the cartridges. So some people have asked too, because I say, when I have a little write-up on my website, and I make a big deal about how I like this filter so much I was willing to drill a hole in my granite countertops, and people have written to me and said, no, I should say, the rest of that story was that I was so skeptical about this filter when I got it that I didn't want to drill a hole in my countertop, because what if I didn't like it and I wanted to take it out? So I installed it out in the garage in my laundry sink so that I could preserve my granite countertop. And I got so tired of going out to the garage to get my water.
I remember that.
I just... I drilled the hole in the countertop because I thought, I want this filter to stay. I want it to be right here, and I'm not going to take it out. I'm just going to drink this water and keep putting in the cartridges because it has such a beneficial effect on my body. Everybody else likes it, too. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, yes. I'm glad I can present such a wonderful solution, and that you know, you recognize the value of such a product, and you've added it as a permanent fixture to your kitchen. So that says a lot.
Well, what I want to say, though, is some people have said that they don't want to drill a hole in their countertop. Can they still have a filter? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes. Those same components are in a countertop filter that you can put on your countertop, and you don't have to drill any holes in. You don't have to install it. It's just, you know, it goes on the countertop. And also, if you're renting, you don't need to, you know, damage the countertop. You can take it with you when you move. And if you have your own home, you can put in a whole house filter, which, as Igor said before, filters all the water in your house. And I'm actually going to be – I have a whole house filter myself, but this filter does a better job, and I'm going to swap it out and get one of Igor's whole house filters. But I also have one on my drinking water. And that's the first one that I bought. So we need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Igor Mulevsky. He is the founder of Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Igor Mulevsky, founder of Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. And they're a small family-owned company that makes these water filters that we've been discussing. He's not a large conglomerate. He doesn't get his components from China. I get this impression that you order these parts, Igor, and you put them together by hand.
Yes, for the most part. Some of them already come pre-assembled. It depends what part we're talking about, but often cases, yes, it's a lot of involvement with these systems. And, you know, they're quality made, so they're in limited quantities. Sometimes we go out of stock, like right now we're out of stock for a little bit until next week, because, you know, it takes time and effort to make a quality system. Can't rush it. So this is definitely something that we put a lot of attention into.
So in years past, I used to start off my discussion of water filters by saying, the first thing that you need to do is get your water tested so that you can find out what kind of filter you need. Because there are different types of pollutants are removed by different types of filters. And so a heavy metal, for example, which is a particle, requires something different than, say, chloramine, which is a gas. And but would you say that your filter is universal, like that somebody could pretty reliably just put it on their home, their faucet, and I don't want to say put it on their faucet, install it in their home, and that it would remove whatever's in their water?
Generally, yes. It's designed to fit the widest range of different water types because of the media used and the amounts of media we use. It's not a small system. It's not overly large. It's, you know, easily sits on a counter, but it's bigger than the typical little faucet filter you look at or the pitcher filter. It's a real machine, so to speak, you know.
It really is. And one of the things I don't think we've said that I think that listeners should understand is that that you do need to have the effectiveness of the media. It has to do with contact time, too, that if the water is only in contact with a small amount of filter media for a short period of time, you're not going to get as much removal of the pollutant as if there's a longer contact time. And so you have this is a larger system than just the little, you know, half-inch filter that's on the faucet one or in a pitcher. And so the water is going down, like, through a foot of filter media or so. Isn't that about right?
We have many, almost. And just one chamber. We have three chambers with different medias. We have three types of activated carbon in the system. And, you know, it's all U.S.-made cartridges, so it's very high-quality controls on the media. We don't source, like I mentioned before, anything from China. And we also have flow regulator built into the system, which makes sure that if the water going in is too fast, it slows it down. So in addition to having enough media, we also slow the water flow down on purpose. So you could fill a regular cup in about 8 seconds, but most other filters on the market, probably 4 or 5 seconds. So the water's going through it much faster, which is not a good thing. And with our filter, you don't get that.
Yeah, it is a little slower than tap water. I mean, the one that I have that is the under-sink one has that little auxiliary faucet that you put. That's why you have to drill a hole in your countertop, is to put in that little faucet. But you just flip the little lever, and it actually, one of the things I like about yours, Igor, is that you can swing the faucet around so it can go into the sink or it can go over towards the countertop. And what I'll do is I'll just put my measuring cup or my teapot or whatever, I'll just sit it on the countertop and flip the your little auxiliary faucet over towards the countertop so that I don't even have to hold it.
Yes, it's makes it convenient, exactly.
That was very clever that you did that, because I don't think the other ones do that. I don't remember that from the past.
It depends on the faucet that you're using. We use very high-grade faucets that are well-designed, and it's all meant to really simplify your life and give you some good water.
Yep. So I want to talk about minerals, because minerals are important to our health, and yet most water filters remove minerals, and yours doesn't.
Yeah, the common systems out there that are mainstream knowledge, a lot of people get, is the reverse osmosis systems. And generally, reverse osmosis is designed to create ultra-pure water that's devoid of all the minerals for specific purposes like electronics manufacturing, medical substance manufacturing, where you cannot have any competing ions or minerals in the water. But somehow that technology made its way into the drinking water.
But that's industrial. That's making industrial water. Reverse osmosis.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you're not factoring in the wholesome properties of water. You can't, barbarically treat water and remove just everything. You have to do it intelligently and make sure that the water is resembling something that is found in nature, something that we've evolved with, mm-hmm. and that's water that has minerals and electrolytes. Animals drank it, humans drank it throughout history, and there's some information that if you're drinking acidic water that doesn't have minerals in it, that it could actually leach minerals out of the body. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but there's some research on that as well.
Well, that makes sense to me because, as we said before, water is the universal solvent, and so if it's very, very pure in your body, then it can leach things. Also, isn't reverse osmosis water pretty acidic?
Yes, because it removes the minerals. It has a membrane that just blocks just about everything
right.
but the water molecule. And also it stores the water in a steel tank, which stales it. I don't like to store water in steel materials because it creates a staler taste. And also it rejects at least 2 gallons of water to filter one. So think about that. You're doubling your water usage, your water waste, because you have a reverse osmosis unit, for example.
Yeah.
So there's downsides to it, and our system does not have any of those downsides. There's no water waste. There's no stainless steel or steel storage tanks to worry about. It's very simple. It's on demand. You flip a switch, you have clean water. And another aspect is you save money. You don't have to buy bottles anymore.
I think, I haven't figured this out, but I think that someone could save, like for the price of what they pay for bottled water for a year, they could probably buy your filter.
Yeah, I forget really the calculation, but I think it comes out to like under 19 cents a gallon with our system once you filter it. As far as versus, the cost of the replacement cartridges comes out to about 19 cents a gallon to use our system, as opposed to paying $1 or $2 a gallon for water in a plastic jug from the store that has petrochemicals potentially leaching phthalates, and who knows what else that's not EPA. Been discovered yet coming off that plastic.
All those things coming off the bottle. Yeah. So yeah. If you want bottled water, like I carry bottled water with me, but I put it in a glass bottle. I tie a bandana around it so that I can, you know, it doesn't, like if I bang it against something, it has a little buffer to it. And I just carry your water around in my own bottles, in my own glass bottles. And I think that that's much better than plastic bottles. I mean, people really don't understand how much plastic is in the water. There really is. Water, again, water is a universal solvent. And if you put water in plastic, it's going to leach.
Especially if those companies putting it in plastic, some of them use reverse osmosis water, which is water that's so-called empty, doesn't have minerals,
right.
So it's more reactive
right.
to absorb things into itself. So if you have water that's reverse osmosis treated in a plastic bottle, it's going to absorb more plastic.
It will. It will. Especially if it's sitting out in the sun in front of the convenience store.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Well, you don't want to, you ever drink water from a car after you've left it in the bottle for a while?
It tastes terrible.
It really tastes that plastic, especially in the summer or in warm days.
Yeah. Well, Igor, we only have a couple minutes left. Thank you so much for being with me today. Is there anything that you want to say that we haven't covered?
Well, we offer free shipping within the USA on these systems. There's also no sales tax if you're not in New York. So the rest of the country has no sales tax. If you're in New York, unfortunately, there is. We do also offer international shipping. We offer a 7% discount on the system for those orders. So if you're in another country, you're also welcome to order our products as well.
I'd like to add that Igor does have a affiliate program which costs nothing to join. So if you are in another country or if you're in a neighbor, someplace that you'd like to make a little extra money, you can certainly sign up as an affiliate. And particularly if you're in another country where these filters are really, really needed, you can set up your own business selling them and help a lot of people. So that's something to consider too. Good.
That's a good idea,
So, again, the way to get to Igor's website is that you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and scroll down the page to where it says the water filter I use in my home. And click on that. You'll get straight to the website, and then you can take a look at them and see if this is something that you'd like for your home. And if you want to refer your friends to it, you can make a little commission. So thanks for being with us today. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd.